like again to welcome Margaret son-in-law, Kiva Fishfeld, and his mishpacha who are here visiting us. It's wonderful to have you. Okay, so the discussion that we're having is will be on page 70. What we're up to now in the Hilchos Tefillin Siman Chaf Hei. At the end of Siman Chaf Hei, halfway through Yud Gimel, again, we're our Merit session will be on page 70. So we're discussing when is, now again, we're not talking about extenuating circumstances that, you know, somebody has to go somewhere, you know, but again, the earliest, under normal circumstances, someone could take off their tefillin. Now, so far, we've been discussing in Yud Gimel, quote-unquote, regular day, right? A regular day, so again, there's nothing, there's no halal, there's no lining, there's no, right? There's nothing like that. So again, so then we saw the Mechaber says the minog is, right, the minog ha'olam, is not to take off the tefillin until after the Kedusha of Uvol Tzion. The Ramah, again, the Mishabura said that there was a mistake in the printing, but the Mishabura said that the Ramah holds three Kadeshim and four Kedushos. We talked about what the Kedushos are. So again, Barchu counts is a Kedusha, because it's Davrusha B'Kedusha. And then we have the Kedusha before Shema, the Kedusha as we know, after Chazar Sashatz, and then we have the Kedusha de Sidra in Uval Tzion. So it'd be four, and then three Kadeshim. We discussed that. Now, and then what we also discussed yesterday was something very important, is at the end of the Mishnah Berura, Mishnah Berura Nun Vav, the Mishnah Berura said that, so you should wait till after, based upon this, you should wait till after Kaddish. Actually, it says it's best to wait till after the Kaddish Yasom. Again, if someone, we discussed this yesterday, someone saying Kaddish, Kaddish Yasom, mourner's Kaddish. After Aleinu, now again, yesterday we discussed that the Ramah says, if nobody's saying Kaddish, you should say that one anyways. So you should wait till after that Kaddish. And we discussed, the Mishnah Berurah discussed that we see that people are taking off their tallis and tefillin during that Kaddish. Kaddish Yasom after Aleinu. And so the Mishnah Berurah decried that because you shouldn't be doing things during Kaddish because Kaddish is on a higher level than Kedusha. Again, not to belittle the level of Kedusha, but as we mentioned yesterday, you don't see people tumbling during Kedusha. You don't see that. But for some reason, I don't know why, you do see people doing things during a Kaddish. Now, Baruch Hashem, here I don't see it so much. Maybe I'm not watching, but you know, Baruch Hashem, people are attentive and pay attention during Kedusha, during Kaddish also. And then, so that's one idea is, the focus that we're supposed to have during Kaddish, a Kaddish. And then the Mishnah Berurah also said, and anyways, it's not any worse than a bracha. And you shouldn't be doing anything during a bracha either. Again, so that's a very important halacha. We learned at the end of yesterday that a person shouldn't be doing something when they're making a bracha. Again, you know, any bracha. So that brings us again to the top of page 7. The Yuvayom Shiesh Bo Sefer Torah. And on a day where there is laning, there's a Sefer Torah, right? There's laning. Noakim shalo l'chaltzam ad shiach ziras Sefer Torah v'yan necheu behechol. So then the minog is not to take the tefillin off until you put the Sefer Torah back into the Aron Kodesh. Now, see, this might be a little confusing to people. In other words, we put back the Sefer Torah right away, and it's doubly questionable, again, if you don't know how it works. The Mechaber said, that you should not take off the tefillin until after the Kedusha de Sidrin of Ol Tzion. So now he's saying, and if there's a laning, so wait till after the Sefer Torah put it back. But that is, right, way before Ashrei of Ol Tzion. So the Machaber already said you have to wait till Kedusha of Ol Tzion. Answer is you don't daven in the Nusach Svard Shul. The Svardim, or again, Chassim also, they say Ashrei of Ol Tzion before they put the Sefer Torah back. They put the Sefer Torah back after Ashrei of Ol Tzion. So therefore, now it makes sense. So according to the Mechaber, so normally on a regular day, wait till at least till after the Kedusha in Ol Tzion. But if there's a laning day, the Sefer Torah is not back yet. Right? The Sefer Torah is still out. So you don't want to take off the tefillin while the Sefer Torah is out. It's not respectful. So therefore, the Machaber is saying, so on a laying day, you wait till after you put back the Sefer Torah. Now, the Mishnah Berurah in Nun Ches says, how about if you got to leave? So then what do? Or you have to take off your Sefer Torah, right? Or you have to take off the tefillin because, you know, you have to go to the bathroom or something, like something like that. So the Mishnah Berurah says, the Chofetz Chaim says, you should be careful not to take off the Shalrosh in front of the Sefer Torah. What's the idea there? So the Chofetz Chaim says, "Kedei shelo yigala rosho befaneha." So you don't uncover your head in front of the Sefer Torah. Now again, we discussed this before. A lot of times some people, depends on the size of the yarmulke and type of yarmulke you're wearing, but sometimes you'd have to take off your yarmulke, or especially like we discussed before, if it's one of those old-fashioned square Rosh Shiva yarmulkes. So, you'd have to take off your yarmulke in order to get the tefillin off, the shel rosh off. So then again, we can understand that that's disrespectful. And the Mishnah Berurah says, let's say you can't. So then you turn aside, you're not facing, not looking, you're not directly parallel to the Sefer Torah. And on the Shel Yad, when there's no problem of uncovering anything, you're not, right? Or let's say you don't have a problem again of uncovering your head because, again, depending on the yarmulke you're wearing. So then the Mishnah Berurah says, you have your talus on over your head or something like that, and you can take it off underneath. So then it would be okay to take off the tefillin, even though the Sefer Torah is out, because again, you're not being disrespectful to the Torah by uncovering your head while the Sefer Torah is out. And the Ramah continues. Vayinu v'nakam shemaknis an Sefer Torah l'achar uval tzion goel. As I mentioned before, and the Ramah fills it in, that this is all in a place where they put back the Sefer Torah after Ashrei Uval Tzion. Aval, the minog midino selu, but according to the minog in Ashkenaz land, in the Ashkenazi countries, shemachnisa ator miyad achar kriya, that we put back the Sefer Torah right after laning, immediately after laning, like tomorrow, mir tzashem balayim utalva, ein lachaltzam, so then a laying day is just like any other day. In other words, you should wait till whatever, like the Ramah says, after either after Aleinu, or according to the right, or according to the Kaddish, or right. So it's like a regular day. Uviyam Rosh Chodesh, and again, now we're picking up the Machaber again, and a day when there's Rosh Chodesh, Chotzen Osav Konfilas Mosav. So then, when do you take off the tefillin? Right? Answer is you take them off before Musaf. You know, that's what we do. Now, this is a little problem. Like, when before Musaf? After Ashrei Uval Tzion, but then we say Kaddish right away. Elamai, you take it off after Kaddish. So then you're interrupting between the Kaddish, right? The Kaddish, and you're supposed to say Shemoneh Esrei right away. So our minhag is to take it off right after Kaddish. But again, we try to minimize, we don't wrap them up or whatever, to try to minimize the lag time. And we try not to talk about it. That's why you hear the chazan go, right? You know, like, or somebody, Mr. Magid, right? Bang, somebody, so that we all start in unison, right? Because we all want to start at the same time. Because so you have to feel a bit seaboard. Now, look at the Ramah. So on a Musaf day, when there's a Musaf, Rosh Chodesh, whatever, Rosh Chodesh. So then you take them off before Musaf. Right. So Ramah says, V'hu adin b'chomoyt. Same thing in chomoyt, again, if you're wearing tefillin. V'dafka b'makam shorim b'musaf, kedushas keser. Now, this is very interesting. So the Ramah says, specifically in a place where, if you daven the suk svard, svardi or chasidish, so in musaf, when they daven musaf, the kedusha is not naritzko v'nagdishko, like we say. It's keser yitnulcha, right? That's why they'll give a crown, future very soon in Meretz Hashem, put a crown, so to speak, on Hashem. So therefore, if you say in Musaf, the kedusha of keser, so then you should take it off before Musaf. Why? So the Mishnah Berurah says, because if you're going to say, Hashem, you know, we're going to crown you, so to speak, so then it's not befitting, it's not nachon, that you should be wearing then tefillin, because tefillin is like a crown. So you're saying, we're going to give you, Hashem, a crown, and you're wearing a crown, so to speak. So it's not nice. So therefore, and the Mishnah Berurah says, even when you're davening Shmon Esrei, so quietly before the Chazar Sashatz, when you will say Keser, but still, you should not be wearing tefillin then. Miu Nogim, but the Ramah continues, Miu Nogim L'Salkam, Kolam B'Sod B'Chol Makam. But still, the minog is that we take off tefillin before Musaf, even if we don't say in Kedusha of Musaf Keser. So for example, like us, Nusach Ashkenaz, we don't say Keser in Shmon Esrei of Musaf, right, in Chazar Sashatz. But still the Ramah is saying that we take off the tefillin before Musaf anyways. So now the question is, why? Right? Why don't we try to keep them on as long, right? We would think, hashkafa-wise, you know, like, again, so we saw in the Mishnah Berurah before that there is such an idea of not keeping them on longer than is necessary because of gufnaki and everything. But, you know, like, you're still davening, Lamaisa. You know, like, it's not that much longer, Musaf. So some bring down that there's another reason. Even though the Mishnah Berurah does bring down the Taz, you know, like, could wear them on during Musaf, according to our minog. And some bring down the reason is a very interesting reason. And that is on Cholamoid, right? Because we're also talking about Cholamoid. But also in these type of days, there is on Cholamoid, there are restrictions of doing Malacha. So therefore, we know that on days that we don't do Malacha, like Shabbos, we don't wear tefillin. So therefore, they came a minug on days that where there's a musaf. So sometimes, again, for women, it's a little less. But again, on Cholamoid, there's a restriction of doing Malacha. And therefore, to remind you of that, we take off our tefillin before musaf. To remind us, let's say on Cholamoid, or again, even on Rosh Chodesh, some for women or other. So there's to remind us. Now it's very interesting because I heard many years ago. Again, can't say for sure, but Lichmir and Kopp, I think I heard from Chazan Rabinovich Zangazon, that you know that when we daven Musaf, let's say Rosh Chodesh, Chazar Sashatz, what the nigan that the Chazan uses for Musaf is like a Yantif Meir. Right? You know, that type of thing. Right? So I think Chazon Rabbeinu mentioned that on Rosh Chodesh, there was a minhag among Chazonim that once you get to Ritzei, to go back to the regular Nigun. That way, again, I can't say for sure, but that's why I remember. I think he told me this once, because that way, again, I heard it from him. You don't hear, but he said that was a minhag because to remind people, it's not Yontif. It's not Yontif. It's Rosh Chodesh. So there's not an Isser Melacha. Or again, for women, some women don't, you know, like, but whatever. So again, it ties into this really. In other words, that we have a minhag to take off the tefillin before Musaf. Now again, why? So the Ramah himself says because of the Kedusha Keser. But we don't say the Kedusha Keser. So again, the Mishnah Berurah brings down, so Taz and others say, so you can really wear it. But the minhag is not to. So then why not? Because of a Kedusha we don't say? So again, I heard the reason is because, like the Ramah said, the Ramah brought down on Chol HaMoed, right? On Chol HaMoed, he said, Bladim Chol HaMoed. So on Chol HaMoed, as we all know, there are halachas about restrictions of malach on Chol HaMoed, Dabrav, things like that. So therefore, again, maybe from that, and again, the idea of a restriction of malacha, therefore, usually restriction of malacha means it's a day that we don't wear tefillin. Okay, so some people have the minhag to wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed. So again, as a reminder, so they took off their tefillin before Musaf to remind them, you know, it's not just a regular day, it's called HaMoed, and therefore there is a restriction of malacha. But then again, it's interesting that this interplay on the Musaf, on Rosh Chodesh, that evidently there is some type of minhag that when the Chazan is repeating Shmon Esrei, that even though we, for whatever reason, we use the Yontif Nigun for Chazar Sashas, but still there was a minhag to switch at Ritzei, so you shouldn't think that it's actually a Yontif or a Chol HaMoed. Okay? Okay, we'll stop here for today. Emeretz Hashem.